A court in Cambodia has sentenced three more activists to a year in prison. The sentences were announced just a day after the three activists were arrested. They were found guilty of disturbing, interfering with public order on Wednesday. They were charged for a protest they held in support of seven land rights activists on Tuesday. The seven were protesting flooding at a major development in the capital, Phnom Penh. Trials in Cambodia are rarely completed as fast as these hearings. The accused usually wait weeks or longer before their cases go to a full trial. It is not known why the activists' cases have been speeded up, or if this is evidence of a government campaign against dissent. Government officials have not commented on the cases. In other news, the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party is demanding release of one of its members. Officials arrested Mia Sovanara for his reported involvement in violent protests in July. He once worked as a reporter for Radio Free Asia. Officers questioned Mia Sovanara for 2 hours on Tuesday before his arrest. He is accused of taking part in a major protest outside Freedom Park on July 15th. That protest became violent after demonstrators turned against security officers. The incident led to a political deal between the opposition and the ruling party. Mia Sovanara faces up to 15 years in prison for taking part in the demonstration and supposedly inciting violence there. His lawyer, however, told the Cambodia Daily newspaper that the opposition has video evidence to prove his innocence. The lawyer says the video shows him calling for protesters to reject violence. I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story. Activists. Noun. People who campaign for some kind of social change. Inciting. Verb. Causing someone to act in an angry, harmful, or violent way. Avoid. Verb. To stay away from someone or something. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.